I adore you. I lay my life before you. Isn't that such a wonderful, wonderful song and such a wonderful message? Thrills my heart. Real quickly, coming up on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have our service. And at 8 o'clock, I want to inspire you to remind you that Miss Vicki Cacuzzi is well underway with her Easter program. The books are in. We started in them last Wednesday. Everybody's so excited. So if you would like to be a part of that Easter program and come and practice with us Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, and they're going to start sectional practice and all kind of good things. This Friday at 7:30, we will have our first concert of the season. I am ready for a concert. I've had enough snow and putting on too much suntan lotion when you were up here shoveling and all that. I've had all those things that I had to deal with. And so I am ready for a concert. I am ready to just to see folks come on out, and we've got a good forecast for Friday night. So make sure you come on out this Friday night. Tribute. The quartet has never been here, so we like a group's never been here. We really get to mess with them. So, but you're going to love these guys. These guys, young, they sing a lot of traditional convention quartet songs. You're going to enjoy them out there. So, and I thank you for each one taking part in that. Father, I adore you like it. Just kind of bless my heart this morning. In the book of Joshua, and if I was to mention to you that we're going to preach or study or go into the book of Joshua, you would most likely say, well, that's where they marched around the city and the walls came down, right? From Sunday school time, from little Virginia, what is it, in Virginia here they have that Vacation Bible Schools, and one of the stories from a young age you'll be shared with is when songs, many songs, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and what? And the walls come tumbling down. Good, you did as good on that as you did at that round over there. It's like that. Yeah, the key to anybody, if you shared that, is one of the stories that's been told since. Probably many of you heard this many, many times. But I believe that God can take a story that you've heard so many times. He can take a song that you've heard over and over again. And He can make it new and revealing to your heart at just the time you need to hear it. This morning, reading from the sixth chapter in the book of Joshua. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The king in that city knew they were coming. He'd already sent out folks to look for the spies that he thought had been sent in that city. Rahab so wonderfully protected. And the second verse reads, and the Lord said to Joshua, a very, very important verse here. See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go out around the city once. This you shall do 6 days, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets, and it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn. And when you hear the shout of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat. And the people shall go up every man straight before him. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant. Let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, Joshua saying to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord. Heavenly Father, that is a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds, hearts for that truth you have for us as individuals. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's a story that you've heard. It's a story that basically God tells Joshua how he wants him to receive a city that God has said, I will give you this city. Physically, what they did, Joshua went to the people. He took the soldiers, and at that time, it's estimated there was about 40,000 soldiers. He split them up. Soldiers before and soldiers after. And right in the middle of that, they place the Ark of the Covenant. Along with that, he had seven priests. And these seven priests, they took what's known as a ram's horn. Now back in those days, there were two instruments that were used. One was called a silver trumpet. And the silver trumpet was used to gather people together. When you heard the silver trumpet, you would simply gather people together, whether it was a meeting or whether a prophet had word. But the ram's horn was used to signify when a battle was won. That was the victory call, the ram's horn. Take the Ark of the Covenant, take seven priests with seven ram's horn, and for 6 days, you will simply go about this city. This city was a very unique city. It was probably one of the most strong, it's called the stronghold city in all of Canaan land. These walls that they talk about were simply, the lower wall was about 7 foot thick. And I think it stretched up anywhere from about 16 to 18 feet high. And then on top of that was built another wall. Can you imagine people looking at this city? It is said that the city itself was fortified simply because of the location that it was in. In one corner, there was a citadel who guarded the north end. And then off to the east, it said it was a forest of palm trees about 8 miles long, about 3 miles wide. And then off to the west were these steep hills. It was a city. It was a city by human looks and by human heart that could not be overtaken. God says to Joshua, I've given you the city. I want you to go in and take what I have given you. So you can imagine those soldiers, when Joshua went to them, they said, oh, okay, we're ready for battle. We know that God has spoken to you. Leader, we believe in you. We're ready. Our spears are sharpened. We've got the ladders. What are we going to do? We're going to throw hooks up. What are we going to do? Which corner are we going to face first? Joshua said, no. The Lord God Almighty has spoken to me, and we are simply going to march around this city. 6 times. Then on the 7th day, we're going to march around 7 times. And before that, I want you to be just as quiet as you can until we give the signal. I can imagine those generals, the ones he had, got, what kind of warfare is this? Well, I'll tell you what, it is spiritual warfare, because God knew. What he wanted to do for his people. Because God had already won the battle. God had already overtaken that city that people looked at with such fear. How could Joshua be so confident? It is found actually in the previous chapter. The 13th verse of the 5th chapter. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And the 14th verse, so he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have come now. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Joshua had a visitor. That visitor was God himself. He'd come to Joshua to tell him about what he was going to do was already approved of God. God, in his wisdom, in this book that is open in front of me, it has said so many things, so many promises that God gives to you as a believer. It is up to us to receive them. It is up to us to understand all the good things that God wants us to do and accomplish and overcome. He has already fought the battle. That battle was on the cross. I believe that. I have a writer here that been reading, and just it touches my heart how he phrases things. And he says, you know, every individual has a Jericho in their life. Every individual has something that they have to deal with, a battle, a challenge. And so many times we feel that it's impossible. But things that are impossible in our eyes are already done in God's eyes. This city was a stronghold. And you will notice in our lives, and I love the way the writer writes this, says, you have a stronghold that you have to overcome in your life. Do you ever make this statement that God could never forgive me? In other words, are you dealing with the stronghold of guilt? I could never forgive that person, the stronghold of resentment. Bad things always happen to me, the stronghold of self-pity. I have to be in charge, the stronghold of pride. And some of you guys in the group ought to be saying amen. I didn't hear too many. Should have been six or eight of them out there. I don't deserve to be loved, the stronghold of rejection. I'll never recover, the stronghold of defeat. It must be good or God will reject me, the stronghold of performance. I'm only as good as I look, the stronghold of appearance. My value equals my possessions, the stronghold of materialism. And I could go on and on and on. But I'm here to tell you today that God has made a way. Now they started out, and you can imagine those troops as they went around the first day. 20,000 in the front. Here is the Ark of the Covenant. Here are those priests with those ram's horn. And marched around the city just in absolute silence. You can imagine those folks inside looking over the walls, looking down, says, what are those crazy Hebrews up to now? They were laughing at them. They were scoffing at them. They were making fun at them. Guess what? They came back the next day. They went around that city. And they were laughing a bit, but I don't think they were laughing quite as loud. The third day when they came out and went in that city, I can see the people inside of those walls starting to scratch their head and say, you know, something's just not right here. I don't know. By the fourth day, people who were simply willing to do what God had told their servant to tell them to do, they would kind of start to get under the skin of those people inside the walls. By the fifth day, they go around. And I can imagine inside of those walls, it was starting to get as quiet in there as it was of the troops marching around. By the sixth day, I go, boy, I hope they get tired. I hope they start this. I have no idea what is in store. And then on that seventh day would come, and they started out early that morning to make trip after trip around that, around that, around that, around that wall. And then, with a great shout, with those ram's horns blasting, God brought the walls down. Amen. Amen. Now, the most important part of the story is what Joshua didn't tell him. If you go back and you read in the sixth verse, Joshua told the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant. Let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord. Then Joshua, he turns to the people, and this is what Joshua says. He says, proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord. Didn't say a word about any walls falling down. Didn't say a word about what God was going to do. All he said was start walking. Start walking. So many times we in our lives, we are always looking for that end. We're always looking, God, you got to fix this. God, you got to do that. Why? I want this. I want that. I want. And God, sometimes he is simply asking you to keep walking. Keep on marching. Don't give up. One day, 2 days, 3 days, four. Five, six, seven, and on the seventh day tells you, sometimes in our lives, God simply wants us just to keep on walking, to keep on marching, to keep on believing. He doesn't always spell it out for us. So many times he is wanting us to be faithful in what he has set forth for us. You'll say, well, I don't know how this applies to me. And I respond by saying, well, maybe it's not just for you. Maybe it's for somebody else. Maybe it's for a neighbor. Maybe it's for somebody in your family. I get a feeling a lot of the times that these sermons I get 100%, they are just for me. Because, folks, I have just the same struggles that you have. I have just the same challenges. God has simply appointed one to stand in front of you today. I know you much rather have Bob Hyam because he's got the prettiest arm movements I have seen in a long time. That guy, man, that guy can move those arms. But I believe that there's somebody here that needs to hear the message. Just keep on walking. Just keep on believing. Just keep on knowing that God is going to make a way. I don't know when that answer is going to come. I am so moved by people who simply are faithful in doing what God has laid upon their hearts day after day after day. It's easy to do the big, exciting thing, oh, that wonderful thing and all. But I'll tell you, that small thing that God places upon your heart, he expects you to stay faithful. And you stay faithful in it where the only one that has seen anything about it is you and God. Trust me, God sees and God knows. And there will come a day where the shout will come and the walls will fall. And we will receive what God has appointed to each and every one of us, a life in Canaan land. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house. We have sung praises unto your name. We have heard prayer requests, God, that has just brought glory unto our souls because we've heard praise after praise after praise of what you are doing in people's lives. Now, Heavenly Father, For those of us that may be struggling, for those of us that may be facing a challenge, for those of us that may be facing a stronghold, God, you just allow us to keep our faith in you strong and simply to keep walking, to keep marching, to keep moving in the direction that you'd have us go. God, we thank you for each one that's taken part in the service today, God. We thank you for so many wonderful smiles and so many praises we heard. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And let us be your will to come back to sing praises unto your name. We ask this in the precious name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Stand to your feet.